AP News, I'm Tim McGuire in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We have four civilians that are dead. We have one shooter that is dead. And right now, we believe that is self-inflicted.
Deputy Police Chief Eric Daglish talking with reporters after a man armed with a pistol and a rifle opened fire on people on the second floor of a building housing outpatient surgery and a women's breast health center on the campus of St. Francis Health System. CEO Dr. Cliff Robertson.
Pray for the families and the loved ones and the victims of this senseless act.
The identities of the dead, including the shooter, have not been made public, and there's no word on a motive. The Tulsa shooting comes 8 days after 19 students and two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old gunman in their school in Uvalde, Texas, and a little more than 2 weeks after another 18-year-old, also armed with a semi-automatic, is accused of killing 10 blacks at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Germany is sending Ukraine up-to-date anti-aircraft and radar systems, while the U.S. is providing four sophisticated medium-range rocket systems and ammunition. Pentagon Policy Chief Colin Kahl.
And these are precision-guided systems with extended range. And so for high-value targets that allow them to keep some of the pressure off of Ukrainian forces on the front, we think these systems will be very useful.
A Russian missile hit a railway tunnel in the Carpathian Mountains in an apparent effort to cut a key railroad link and disrupt shipments of weapons and fuel. The head of Ukraine's railway says the tunnel was not damaged. President Biden met virtually with top corporate leaders of baby formula companies, both in the U.S. and other countries. He says the effort to import the formula from other countries, Operation Fly Formula, is working. Sheryl Sandberg, who left Google in 2008 to join Facebook and rose to the number two slot in that company, is leaving what is now known as Meta. This is AP News. Amber Heard says she's disappointed, while Johnny Depp says he's at peace after a Virginia jury found in favor of his libel claims against her and one of her counterclaims. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Amber Heard writes on social media she is heartbroken that the mountain of evidence she presented is not enough to stand up to Johnny Depp's influence. She says she's sadder still that she has lost the right as an American to speak freely. Depp says the false allegations leveled against him had a seismic impact on his life and career, and now the jury has given him his life back. A jury ruled in favor of Depp's claims that Heard libeled him with a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece describing herself as a victim of abuse. The jury also found in favor of one of Heard's counterclaims that Depp's lawyer libeled her when he called her abuse allegations a hoax.
The jury awarded Depp more than $10 million in damages. She's been awarded $2 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.